Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the May 9th meeting of the Bettendorf Board of Adjustment. Can we have a roll call, please?
Cummins. Falk.
Here.
Gallagher. Spranger.
Here.
Tom Burks.
Present.
Okay, we have three members of a five-member board present. The Board of Adjustments is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as it applies to special uses and variances. Public hearings are held on a monthly basis, and after each board member has had the opportunity to review the staff's report and visit the sites in question and applications. A decision regarding the request will usually be made at the public hearing meeting, and we have three cases tonight. First of all, I would like to address the review and approval for the minutes for the meeting of April 11th.
I move to approve.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Falk?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Tom Burks?
Yes.
Okay, the meeting, the minutes are approved for April 11th meeting. We're here tonight. We have three cases, as we discussed. The first case is case number 19032 for 3145 Welsher Drive in an R2 district. The variance is, the request is to reduce the variance for the required front yard setback from 25 feet to 17 feet to allow for a 20-foot by 8-foot deck. Do we have proof of publication?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chairman.
We have a staff report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. The site is located at the intersection of Golden Valley Drive and Wilshire Drive. It involves the lot that is highlighted in yellow in the current display. This site is located just north of Spruce Hills Drive, being the main thoroughfare to the south on this display. The applicant would like to place an 8-foot deep by 20-foot wide deck within the front setback. The deck would start at the entrance, main entrance of the front of the house and extend towards the driveway. In this area, the observed setbacks are established for the front yards for this entire area, as you can see indicated by the white line that's being displayed before you. There is a sense of uniformity in that. The approval, or the request, if approved, would be approximate intrusion into the front yard as being displayed by the red graphic, and shows you how it would be in relationship to the other setbacks within this area. Therefore, this would be the frontmost structure within the surrounding area. Staff is really not aware of a lot of similar cases where this type of approval has been granted by the board for decks within the front yard, and there have been on occasions decks requested in front yards that have been denied by the board. Staff did not receive any communications either for or against this request, and I believe that summarizes the case, and be glad to answer any questions.
Before we hear more about this, I would like to make a comment that I was remiss in making before we actually started the first case, and that is to make sure that all applicants and participants are aware of the fact that the three members sitting before you is the smallest number of members allowed to act on an application. And in order for an application to be approved, you will need to receive three yes votes. We like people to know that, so if at some point during the discussion, or but certainly before the group would vote on it, if you choose to withdraw, then that is something that we will take up with staff, but we want to make sure that you're aware of the fact that the five-member board is not here, and it does take three yes votes to approve any application tonight. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sorry, I'm... Anything else from staff?
I don't believe so, sir.
Is there anyone in the audience tonight wishing to speak on behalf of this application? anyone speaking or wishing to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing none, any discussion amongst the board or comments?
Just my comment would be that, I mean, there's really no other precedent in the neighborhood that shows anything being, you know, out the front in that direction, especially. So I would, that's all I have to say. There seems like it would be an anomaly.
I don't, you know, without anybody here, it's not, we wouldn't know why that was their choice of putting one out front. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, there's no discussion except for following the standards of the city. So
just to be clear with you, should this fail this evening, a concrete patio is not considered a structure. So the applicant still could put a patio out in front if it's made of concrete. That doesn't require permitting through the city, and it's not considered a structure under our setback regulations.
Okay.
And the owner is aware of that?
Yes. And will continue to be made aware of it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Are there, going back to that, are there other structures in the area that have the patio out front like that, that you're aware of?
I'm not seeing it in this area. There are in sporadic parts of the city where patios have been placed within the front setback, yes. Mm-hmm.
Actually, in my site visit, I looked for that type of structure or the patio structure, and I didn't really see anything mm-hmm. of significant size that was other than a stoop on the front of a house.
5x5 landings on top
right.
of a stoop, absolutely.
I didn't see anything that was any similar at all to this.
And those are allowed obstructions in a front yard.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll make the motion to deny the request for the variance on case 19-032.
I'll second that.
Call the roll.
Falk?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yep.
Tom Burks?
Yes.
Okay. In the case of 19-032 at 3145 Walsher Drive, the application is denied. The next application we have is case number 19-033 at 4250 Sapphire Lane, an R2 district. It's requesting a variance to allow a 6-foot-high fence in the required front yard adjacent to International Drive. Do we have proof of publication?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we do. The site is located at the intersection of three streets, Sapphire Lane, International Drive, and Forest Grove Drive. The applicant would like to place a 6-foot-high fence within the front setback adjacent to International Drive. The graphic being shown for you right now, the yellow line, represents the property line of the involved site, and the red line represents where the fence most likely would be placed. It may not be this exact location, but given the request, the portion adjacent to International Drive will be within the 25-foot setback, regardless of the exact placement of the fence and the exact size of the fence. Staff's evaluation of this, it is unusual for a homeowner to have to deal with 3 out of 4 yards requiring a 25-foot setback. There's not a lot of these around town. There certainly are some around town. Staff calculated what that represented to this particular homeowner, and approximately 53% of the lot is consumed by front setbacks. I just wanted to contrast that for you to give you an idea, and I use my own home, and having a front and rear setback only with 25 foot, that represented 38% of the lot. So there is a differentiation between those two types of situation. The reason for this requested fence is for child safety, as noted on the application. I would note that a 4-foot-high fence may go out as far as all property lines, with the exception if there's some easement restrictions on any particular subdivision. So a fence is allowed regardless of what decision is made here this evening. Really, the matter under review tonight is, are you going to allow that portion of the yard to be consumed by a 6-foot high fence, or must it drop back down to a 4-foot high fence? We did review the line of sight issues regarding this request. Staff does not feel that this request, whether approved or denied, will pose any traffic hazard issues with any of the intersections as related. Obviously, the fence will be well outside of the 35-foot triangle that we require for such safety visibility at intersections. We did receive an objection by Roy Shipp of 4202 Sapphire Lane. I believe I've copied that to all of you, and I also presented a copy of that for you this evening. That's the only communication staff has received regarding this. I believe that summarizes the issue, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Before we go to the floor, do we have any questions for the staff?
I do. So I just want to confirm that you said there is no site issues.
No.
Even though in the concerned letter it said that it would block the view of any children crossing.
To be fair, people get a very generic notification from us. And what that said was that he was requesting a front fence in the required front yard. So just going by what that notification says, may have assumed that the fence was going to be right here.
Yeah.
So to be fair to the individual that sent you the letter, if there is a misunderstanding about where the fence is going to be placed, it's because of how generic our notification letter is.
But
it does not pose
a
line of sight issue. Absolutely
right.
Not.
So that's what I want to make sure that we're on record again confirming.
Your 35-foot triangle is going to be, if I could draw, right about there.
Right.
Now, we have allowed 6-foot fence on higher traffic streets. I know we've done that on... We did that on 18th Street and Central.
Have it all the way up and down 18th Street. Yes, 18th
and
Central.
Did it on 18th Street north of Crow Creek. There was a pool. I believe we did something there where there was a 6-foot fence where we've allowed that on.
That was right on 18th Street.
Yeah, they were higher traffic streets, yeah.
53rd has 6-foot high fences,
right,
along the front setbacks. Devil's Glen Road does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So, I mean, if we had a precedent, it would be the higher traffic locations,
right,
for sure.
But is that, just real quick, is that not an issue right now, because right now that's so new out there? I mean...
Well, it's pretty fully developed, but I think the bigger problem is the Forest Grove Road is carrying a huge amount of traffic.
Right.
Right.
But he can have a 6-foot fence along the backside, on that north side, is that correct? We're just basically the thing that's in question is
right about there.
The
it
west
would be
side,
allowed.
The 6-foot would be allowed back there.
Yes.
It's more the west side, whether we would make him taper down.
Yes.
And no one else along that area has a 6-foot.
Not that I saw. Well, in a front yard.
In a front yard.
Are there any questions for staff at this time?
No, I think that's...
Is there anyone in the audience tonight wishing to speak on behalf of this application?
Yeah.
Okay. Please move to the podium and state your name and address, please.
Greg Reckman. I'm the applicant at 4250 Sapphire Lane. I guess my main concern with the 6-foot fence is the traffic on Forest Grove with the increasing developments on Forest Grove. there on Middle Road, and then also all along Forest Grove. In addition to the bike path, we get a lot of foot traffic also going right behind our yard. And the side yard in question, if you're walking on the bike path looking into my house, I mean, you have a very easy view of my whole yard with a 4-foot fence. It doesn't block anybody from view of my house or my yard. My concern is that with my kids playing in my yard, I don't want, with all the traffic coming by, I don't want people to have access to my children in the yard. A 4-foot fence does not keep a grown adult out of my yard or from seeing inside my yard. And I know it's not the same street, but also in our neighborhood, there's been variances down on Dorothy's for a 6-foot fence. 6313 Dorothy's, I believe. It's not the same row of houses, but it's the same neighborhood.
Just wanted to denote where ultimately, when total build out, where the 10-foot recreational trail will be.
Okay.
So, well, that was another thing that I didn't know when they were going to finish the trail. I assume that it'll continue even past Middle Road when they have the school. So, like, for future, it's only going to get more and more traffic. Forest Grove will get more traffic. The bike path will get more traffic. And having to put a 6-foot fence with a setback pretty much erases my yard.
Question that I have for staff is, I just want to confirm what I thought I heard, which was that the piece of fence that would be adjacent to the, or not adjacent to, but parallel to Forest Grove could be 6 foot.
Yes.
And the part that is parallel to Sapphire needs to be 4 foot. Is that what I'm hearing?
Parallel to International Drive.
Or parallel to International, I'm sorry.
A pretty sloppy display, admittedly, but approximately like that. That's what a 6-foot high fence could be. 25 foot back from the property line adjacent to International Drive, all the way back. Well, technically that's a front yard setback too. However, we have such a vast amount of land back there separating that from Forest Grove. I don't believe it would have any effect on that.
Well, because what it sounded like to me is the applicant's main concern is the exposure to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds as though that on the north side, he would have really wouldn't have any problem getting a 6-foot fence.
Well, he's probably got it at where I was mistaken, because we have 3 front yard setbacks, so there's
okay.
Front yard setback off the property line adjacent to Forest Grove, so he's showing it probably at the 25-foot setback.
Okay.
See where the red line is?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's probably at the 25-foot setback from the property line adjacent to Forest Grove.
Which would allow him a 6-foot fence.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So
he could have the 6-foot
probably have to be
visual
right about
barrier
here. Mm-hmm.
And still have the 4-foot in front on the street that poses him less, if any,
concern.
Heartburn.
Well,
very hard to.
Is that correct, sir?
But you can see.
I'm sorry, sir.
The west fence that you're talking about, if you're on that bike path or on Forest Grove Road, you can still see it. You can see into my yard from Forest Grove Road or the bike path is my issue. Not, yeah, I want the 6-foot fence in the north, but on the west too, because you can see in my yard.
So if you were turning, like if you were a car turning on International Drive.
Yeah, or even driving by or on the bike path. If you're standing on the bike path, you can see right in my yard and right into my window on the side of my house.
So the question is, allowing the 6-foot fence down the
right
west side.
Right. That's what I was trying to get at.
And John, that front, the south side, that red line, that would be a 6-foot fence because this red line is all the boundaries. These are all the correct boundaries. Really, it's just that west side that's in question. Is that correct?
Right there.
Yeah.
Well, and now the question is, if it's 25 foot on the west side, that means the west 25 foot of those north and south fences would be
need to taper down.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure we're understanding the question and the answer.
In front, that would look a little goofy.
I'm not suggesting it looks right. I'm just saying, but that's really
that would be the requirement.
Okay.
Goofy is an official
planning
term.
I realize that's a technical
term. Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do you have anything else for us, sir?
No. I guess just additionally, I'm a probation parole officer, and I just kind of have a heightened security sense, I guess, and that I do sometimes have to put people in prison or jail, and I don't like the fact that someone can drive by my house, which is public record, so they can find out where I live, and they can drive by my house and look right into my yard and see my kids.
All right. If you have nothing else, we thank you.
Thank you.
And is there anyone else here wishing to speak on behalf of this application or in support of it? Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this application? We did have a letter of protest. Is that individual here today or does not want to speak? Apparently not.
It's been placed in file.
So. Yes, ma'am.
I have a question.
Okay, would you please move to the... And may we have your name and address, please?
Hi, I'm Amanda Panic. I'm a neighbor. We've not met. We've seen each other. I completely understand the fence. I'm not against the fence. I was only here basically to figure out where the fence would be because, as you already said, the letter is relatively generic. With talking with some of the other neighbors around our area today about it, I think our concern mostly was how far toward Sapphire would the 6-foot fence be? Yeah. Because we were concerned about the bus stops there, line of sight, people kind of come down International rather quickly. You know, if there are kids on Sapphire, they often play basketball right there on that corner, right across the street from your house. You know, would they be able to react quick enough if there was a car coming, that kind of scenario? So we were concerned about where the line of the fence would be. I can completely understand your safety concern. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but I think, can I point to the picture?
Certainly.
What I think might help.
You don't want to shorten your yard. But I think it goes up to your...
It'll go right to the... It will not go past the front door.
So just to your front door. I mean, maybe if it were back a little bit, I think that would ease a lot of our concerns about line of sight. And I know you guys have obviously researched it more than I have, but if it was back here more, I think it would not be hey, it's a giant fence right here on the side yard versus being up here a little bit. And I'm not great with space, but, you know, maybe 10 feet, 5 feet. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I know that shortens it because you have kind of a narrow corner lot, but that would be my concern and my thought on it. Not against your fence. But maybe just maybe back a little. And is there any way that you can go back farther to the north to gain more accessibility?
The problem to the north is that there's a berm back there, and then plus we have the Beaver Crossing sign that we run into.
Yeah, right there.
So I either have to go and cover the sign inside my yard or put it back there so you can see the sign. And can I kind of show something in response to that?
Certainly. Please, I was going to say, please stand up so we can hear you better.
Well, just kind of like line of sight isn't much different with the fence here because of the house, and I regularly have my car parked here. So line of sight right there isn't much different. I mean, it might be a couple feet with the fence coming out. And I mean, this isn't exact either, because there's an overhang over the front door. So I mean, it's a couple feet back from that that goes over. So I mean, it's a very small variance there.
But we have, I mean, we've gone through the line of sight triangle thing, and we're not even close to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Right. Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak in opposition to or in support of this application? Okay. After hearing that input, what questions does the board have?
Well, I mean, I just go back to, I mean, I know the area fairly well. I mean, this is a busy, International is your main drag coming into this addition.
Sure.
It's not as if this is, you know, an ancillary road. We've made other variances for higher traffic streets. And he's definitely got three of them there, I mean, or two for sure. I guess I'm not generally opposed to the 6-foot fence on the west side from what we've done before. With the higher traffic location, you know, here for sure. But I'm talking the west side. I can totally understand it, because this could be 6 foot up front too.
Mm-hmm.
No, has to be 4 foot up front.
Up front, you said.
Yes.
I mean, on Sapphire, I see up front, but it looks like it's at the side, I should say. Sapphire side has to be 4 foot also.
That could be six. That would be 25 feet back.
That can be six. So you.
Right.
Well,
again,
some of it can be.
Some of it could be out to within 25 feet of International.
Yeah.
That's that technical goofy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. What's your thought?
So it would actually, it could be 6 foot as long as it was 25 feet back. But the request is to not go 25 feet back on the
west side.
International side.
Right, because it looks like 25 feet back would put it roughly
near
12, 15
near your door.
Feet from the door.
It'd
right.
be about right.
Yeah. You know, in lieu of it being approved in other neighborhoods that are a high traffic area, and seeing how much I think that area is being developed even more. If it was not going to be developed anymore, and it was basically done, that would be a different discussion, I think. So with that said, I would move to approve the request.
I'll second that.
Call roll.
Falk?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
The application... case for case number 19-033 at 4250 Sapphire Lane to allow the 6 foot high fence in the front required front yard has been approved. The next case is case number 19-034. It's at 4895 Heatherstone Road in A2 district. It's a request for a variance to allow a 10-foot high fence in the required rear yard. We have affidavit of publication?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we do.
And staff report?
Mr. Chairman, before I start the staff report, I have been contacted by the applicant today. We had a discussion, and he would like to amend the request downward to a 8-foot high fence rather than the 10-foot high fence. Since we published at something that is greater than, and he's asking for something less than now, we still meet the publication requirements for the request. So I just wanted to give you an update as to what the amended request is. The site is on the east side of Heatherstone Road. It's just south of the intersection with Aylors Avenue. And it involves the lot that has the yellow arrow pointing to it. The property has an in-ground pool, and the neighbor adjacent to and rear of the property line has asked staff to require the applicant to install a higher fence along that common rear property line. City officials are aware that there's many issues between the two involved neighbors. I just want to be clear. Tonight's proceeding is about one thing and one thing only. Are you going to allow a 6-foot high fence or an 8-foot high fence? And that's the only matter up for discussion here this evening, and that's the only decision that can be made by this board, and staff is going to limit our discussion to that as well. Regarding the drawing, okay. And every drawing you've seen here this evening, they are not scale drawings that are technical, that have been designed by either an engineer or a architect. We do require those if it's a technical, commercial type of request or an industrial request. But in the 18 plus years I've been here, that's never been required of any residential simple request such as this. Requiring that would cost these homeowners hundreds of dollars, and it would provide you with no additional information that would help you make your decision. So I just wanted to be clear about that as well. You do have objection to this that was raised by Gretchen Robinson of 26 Briarwood Lane. Those have all been forwarded to you. I also had a printout that was placed up at the chairman's. I assume that it's being shared with all of you as well, and that will be made a part of the permanent record. Staff feels that the amended fence request meets the original goal stated by both parties to have a higher fence placed along the rear property line. I believe that summarizes the request before you this evening, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
I have one question. With an in-ground pool, I thought the whole rear yard had to be enclosed. Does it not have to be enclosed completely with fencing for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But
right now
we're talking about the height of what that enclosure will
okay.
be.
And we're just talking really mostly about that rear side, correct?
Yes. Okay. The rest of it, I believe, is 6-foot high fence okay. around the rest of the pool.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Do we have any other questions of staff? Is there anyone in the audience tonight wishing to speak on behalf of this application? Please state your name and address for the record.
John Busalis, 4895 Heatherstone Road. I'm the applicant. The only thing I just wanted to say is there's a 2.5-foot drop off in my backyard where the pool sits down to the back property line. So a 6-foot fence typically ends up less, or about a 4-foot or less. So all I'm trying to do is get it up high enough for that privacy. And an 8-foot fence would give me approximately 6 foot, like the rest of, the privacy I have around the rest of the yard.
So you expect the base of this to be at a level that's 2 foot or 2.5 foot below the rest of your yard?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, up towards the house, yeah.
But you have amended to go to an 8-foot fence.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So essentially, when you look at the fence from inside or outside from any of your other neighbors, what we'll see is the top of a fence that's continuous or relatively continuous.
No, there'll be a difference on the back portion of it. The rest of the fence is 6 foot, and it's already completed. The sides are already
dropped into a 2-foot hole. It should look pretty much the same at the top. Is that not correct?
No, it's more of a gradual. It's not just a drop off from where the sides are at. Does that make sense?
The side fences, as it's dropped off, have dropped off as well.
Okay.
So there will be a two-foot section higher than the side.
It was a sharp drop.
Right. I'm sorry. No.
All right. Just trying to get the whole picture here. Anyone have questions to the applicant?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Anything else to offer us?
No, sir.
Before we hear from anyone else? Is there anyone else in the audience wishing to speak on behalf of the applicant?
Bob Klein and Marcia Klein. We live to the north of the property and share the, you know, the north fence of his yard. And I would just say that, you know, we would support the application and approval of the higher fence for that location. The property on the back, the 26, it is it's a strange shaped lot, and as such, the house sits, you know, I think much closer to the back property line than is normal, you know, for two normal square lots, you know, and I think it still probably was within the build line, but the corner of the house is much closer to the two properties.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in support of this applicant?
My name's Jim Gray, and my wife Ann. We live on the south side of John's house, so we're also next door neighbors, and we have no problem with what John's doing. Doing it mainly for privacy in his backyard. He's got a swimming pool. He's got a couple of kids, we've talked at some length about what he wants to do, and we think what he wants to do is perfectly fine.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
My name is John Baker, 4860 Heatherstone Road. I live across the street from this house, and we don't have any problem with him putting up a 10-foot fence. I don't know why he moved it down to 8-foot, but that's fine with us.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Okay. Is there anyone in the audience tonight wishing to speak in opposition to this application? Please approach the podium in your name and address, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Robinson. I submitted the letter I think you guys all had, so I'm not going to read through everything. I think you have a lot of that detail. I do live behind this house. We've had a lot line dispute for over 4 years. I would just request that the approval is not related to the actual spacing of 48 feet and 40 feet because of the lot line issue. I think the actual subdivision line on the surveys with the city need to be approved and reflect where the fence will be put in.
Well, ma'am, I think that the question that we're here to discuss tonight is the application as it relates to the height. And the building department will be responsible for issuing correct permits and such, and they'll be the ones that deal with exactly where the fence goes. That's not anything we have any purview over at all tonight.
So that 48 feet then is not being approved?
That 48 feet is not being approved. We're approving 8-foot high fence tonight, if indeed it is approved.
Great. That's perfect. Thank you.
Did I speak out of turn?
It's absolutely correct.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, did either of you have any questions?
No, I'm good.
Discussion?
No.
No, I'm fine.
Is that all in opposition then? No one else?
Yeah, I was going to say, is there anyone else wishing to speak in opposition? or clarification. Okay.
Okay. Well, where are we at here? Get back to.
If there's no further discussion for the board,
I would move to approve.
I would for the 8 foot high.
For the 8 foot high fence.
I would second our co-sponsored bill.
Okay. Will you call the roll, please?
Falk?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Tom Burks?
Yes.
Okay, case number 19-034 at 4895 Heatherstone Road, asking for a variance to allow an 8 foot high fence in the required rear yard, has been approved. Is there any other business before
us
tonight?
No further business to bring before you this evening. No, you weren't feeling well this evening, Mr. Chairman. Thank you so much for coming so that we could have a quorum.
Yeah.
You're a trooper, sir.
It takes three to tango.
That's right.
Okay. With no other business, we're adjourned.